الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we have begun discussing that which the author he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to the first verse from Surah Al-Fatiha, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks is for Allah, the Lord. The Lord of all of the worlds. The Lord of all of the worlds. In our previous class, we had discussed some of the benefits with regards to this word Alhamd. And in summarization, that means to praise. And if the hamd that is for Allah Azza wa Jal, the hamd that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to praise Him, a type of praise that is coupled with love and magnification and veneration. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's praised for His essence and His life, His essence and His perfect life, and all of His attributes of perfection. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's praised and loved because He is Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. The Lord of the worlds. And likewise, He is praised and loved, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and honored and venerated and magnified and glorified for all of His bounties, favors, and blessings that He bestows upon His creation. And indeed, every blessing and favor from every aspect, religiously, in the affairs of the religion, in the affairs of the deen, and likewise in the worldly affairs, from every aspect, all favor and blessing and all goodness and safety and security from all harm is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, no doubt, all praise and thanks is for Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every aspect. And we have seen likewise the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rabb, that Allah, He is Rabbu al-Alameen. And this was where we had come to an end in our previous discussion, and this issue of the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know again that all of the most beautiful names belong to Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every name, it indicates an attribute of perfection for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some names, they carry more than one attribute, and they have more than one meaning and understanding. More than one meaning and one and understanding. And we have seen that Allah, this beautiful name here, which is Allah knows best, Ismullahi al-A'zam, all of the beautiful names and attributes, they return back to this name. And their description for this beautiful name, Allah. But the main characteristic and trait, sifa, that is derived from here is al-uluhiyyah. Al-uluhiyyah. And al-uluhiyyah, it means divinity. Means that Allah Azza wa Jal, He possesses divinity. And that means that He has all of the attributes of perfection. His essence is perfect. His life is perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, no deficiencies, no weaknesses, no partners, no needs whatsoever. He is Allah, and his life is perfect, and all of His attributes are perfect, and there's nothing resembling Him or comparable to Him whatsoever. And He is the Creator, and everything besides Him in existence is the creation, and He has authority and command, and everything besides Him is under His authority and command. He is Allah. We have seen this in our previous classes. But likewise, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rabb. Ar-Rabb. And these names are very beneficial. And the fact that Allah, He begins His book with these names is an indication of the importance of learning these names specifically. These few names that are mentioned in the Fatiha. Likewise, if we look, we will find that they're also mentioned in the end of the Quran as well. The same names and attributes that are mentioned here, the attribute of ilahiyyah, and the attribute of rububiyyah, and the attribute of al-mulk wal-milk, yani the attribute of divinity, and the attribute of lordship, and the attribute of having dominion and authority and ownership and command, these are from those names and attributes that are mentioned here in Fatiha, along with the attribute of mercy. And the final chapter likewise contains the same attributes. Allah, He begins His book mentioning these specific names and attributes, and He closes His book mentioning these specific names and attributes. In the last chapter in the book of Allah, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So there the name of Allah is mentioned again with the Basmala. And we know that that is an ayat that comes before every chapter except for Bara'ah. And here it is in front of the last chapter. In the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Qul. A'udhu bi Rabb An-Nas, Malik An-Nas, Ilah An-Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, with the Rabb, with the Rububiyyah. And the Malik, the King, the one who has Mulk, and the Ilah of mankind, which is the attribute of Al-Uluhiyyah. So these attributes here, they're very important. And they are the fundamentals and the asl of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that the rest of His names and attributes return back to. These understandings here. So this term here, Allah, and likewise Ar-Rabb, these words are very great. And the meanings that they contain are very great. The meanings of Al-Uluhiyyah and the meanings of Al-Rububiyyah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Rabb Al-Alameen. He is Rabb Al-Alameen. We have seen the author, he mentioned, Rahimahullah, Al-Rabb Huwa Al-Ma'bud, Al-Malik, Al-Mutasarrif, Murabbi Jami' Al-Alameena Bini'amihi, Murabbi Jami' Al-Alameena Bini'amihi. And the statement of the author, he says, Al-Rabb, the Lord, He is Al-Ma'bud. He is the one who is worshipped in truth. He is the one who is worshipped in truth, and he is the owner, and is the one who has authority and ownership over the entire creation. And He is the one who is disposing of the affairs and organizing this creation in a manner befitting, His Majesty, Subhanahu wa Taala. And He is the Murabbi, the Murabbi, the one who is cherishing. The cherisher and the cultivator and the one who is raising this entire creation with His blessings and with His favors. With His blessings and with His favors. So the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this term Al-Rabb, linguistically, it has the meaning, like the author is mentioning, as Al-Malik, yani the one who has ownership and authority. The one who has ownership. Yani the one who has ownership, he has authority over that which he owns. This is the case of ownership. This is the case of ownership. Al-Malik lahu al-Milk. Al-Malik lahu milk. Yatamalliku ma, yani ma fi hawzatihi. This is the case of the owner. The one who is an owner. The one who is an owner, linguistically, he owns something. And that thing that he owns, he has authority over that. He has authority over that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is the owner of this entire life. Of this entire universe, of every last soul, of every last creation, of every last creature. He is the owner. It all belongs to Him. He has authority and command over this creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does what He wills with His creation. And we are asked about what we do, and He is not asked about what He does. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from the meaning of Ar-Rabb. He's the Malik. He's the Malik. Also from the meaning of Ar-Rabb, As-Sayyid. A Sayyid, the master, the one who has authority likewise, and the one who has command, and the one who has power, and the one who has authority, and the one who has command, and the one who has power. Likewise, from the meanings of Ar-Rabb, yani he is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq, this is another beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, but it's from the meanings of His Rububiyyah. Ar-Razzaq, yani Allah is Ar-Razzaq. Yani Ar-Razzaq, He is the one who provides for the creation. He sustains the creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the meanings of this word, Ar-Rabb Al-Mudabbir. Al-Mudabbir, the author, he says Al-Mutasarrif. They're similar. Al-Mudabbir. Al-Mudabbir. Al-Mutasarrif. Yani fi mulkihi. Subhanahu wa ta'ala bima yasha. He is the one who is organizing and disposing of the affairs of his dominion and of His creation in a manner that He wills. All of this is entailed in the meaning of Ar-Rabb. Likewise, Al-Ihya wal-Imata. Al-Ihya wal-Imata. The one who the one who gives life and the one who gives death. These attributes here are found in this word Ar-Rabb, from the Rububiyyah of Allah. He gives life and he gives death. Likewise, there are other names of Allah like this, Al-Muhyi wa Al-Mumit, the giver of life and the giver of death. The giver of life and the giver of death. But this one word and this one attribute carries all of these meanings. Carries all of these meanings. Likewise, the Rabb, he's the Mun'im. Like the author he's mentioning here, Murabbi Jamil Alameena Bini'amihi. Bini'amihi. That he is the one who was cherishing and cultivating and raising the entire universe with his blessings and favors. So all of the bounties and favors there are from Allah, as has preceded. That's why we say Alhamdulillah. That's why Allah, he has taught us to say Alhamdulillah, Rabb Al-Alameen, because all of the blessings and favors, they're from him. He is the one who is providing for them. He is the one who is bestowing them upon whom he wills from his creation, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who raises whom he wills from his creation. And he is the one who lowers whom he wills from his creation. And he provides without measure from whom he wills from his creation. And he restricts and withholds from whom he wills the provision for his creation. He is Ar-Rafi', Al-Khafidh, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Basit, Al-Qabidh. All of these names here and the attributes that these names carry, they're understood. They're understood in the Rububiyyah of Allah. They're understood in the Rububiyyah of Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing happens in his kingdom except with his permission. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will not be able to will anything except for if it's the will of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, because he's the Lord of the worlds. So that which happens in this kingdom is by the permission and the will of the Lord of this kingdom. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal. It's so very beneficial to understand these attributes, to understand these names, these beautiful names, and to understand these attributes likewise properly. Because proceeding from this understanding, the one who understands the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal properly, then he will submit and surrender to Allah in the best manner. And no one will rebel against Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala except by having deficiency in the understanding of his Lordship. No one will rebel against him and turn away from his obedience, or turn away from obedience, or have uncertainty, or be unsatisfied with the decree, except for someone who did not properly understand the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So based upon how well a person understands the Rububiyyah, this is going to determine how well he is able to implement the Ubudiyyah. The Ubudiyyah is a trait for the people. The people, they give the servitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, he is the one who possesses the right of that. So the Ubudiyyah is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is our relationship with him. We're supposed to surrender and submit to him and comply and obey him in complete submission, and willful and complete submission, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the Lord. Because he is the Lord. But if we understand his Lordship, then this is the means to achieve that. This is the means to achieve that, yani to deify Allah. This is why we're created, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why we're created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. But this comes from knowing him, and knowing him by his Lordship, and knowing him by his beautiful names and his lofty attributes of perfection. So Allah, he is the Lord of the worlds. Allah, he is the creator and the provider and the sustainer of all of this existence. Some of the people of knowledge have summarized the issue of Rububiyyah in a few points. And they mentioned that is to understand three affairs. Al-Khalqu, wal-Razqu, wal-Tadbir. Al-Khalqu, wal-Razqu, wal-Tadbir. To establish Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it means to single out Allah alone in three major points, three major affairs. And that is in Al-Khalq, wal-Razq, wal-Tadbir. To single out Allah Azza wa Jal in his Rububiyyah is to single him out in the fact that he is the creator, and that he is the one who has created everything, and he is the one who has given everything a shape and its form. He is the one who has created everything and brought it into existence. He is the one who's created everything and brought it into existence, and he is the one who's given everything a shape and its form. The creation belongs to him. He is the creator alone. He is the creator alone. There's no other creator along with him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other creator along with him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, fi ar-razq. Ar-razq, yani that Allah, he is the provider and the sustainer. So the provision, it comes from Allah. the provision for the entire creation, it comes from Allah. Everyone's provision that they have, all of their sustenance that they have, all of the creation, it is from Allah alone. He is the provider and sustainer. To single Him out in this affair likewise. And also in At-Tadbir. At-Tadbir is disposing of the affairs and organizing and arranging the affairs of this whole life, of this whole creation, of this whole creation. So Allah Azza wa Jal, this is His right only. He is the one who has authority and command, and He is the one who is disposing of the affairs. So the issues of Ar-Rububiyyah, they come back to here. The issues of Ar-Rububiyyah, they come back to here. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He is the Khaliq, He's the Bari, He's the Musawwir, He's the Creator, the one who originated everything and brought it into existence, the one who gave everything its shape and its form. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Razzaq, He is the provider, He's the one who's providing for the creation, He is sustaining the creation, all of the sustenance for all of the animals and the land and all of the insects and all of the birds and all of the fish, all the provision is coming from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is providing for His creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise, He is the one disposing of the affairs. He is the one who is causing the night and the day to come in alteration, one coming after the other, in the most beneficial and beautiful manner, in the harmony that we see in life. The night is coming after the daytime, and whenever the night comes, the daytime goes away. The daytime goes away like this, one is coming after the other, and every day is a new day, and the deeds of today are not like the deeds of yesterday, and those who are alive, it's an opportunity for them every day to seek the repentance and the mercy and the favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is the one who sends the rain from the sky, the rain that we drink from, and the water that we need for our life and the life of the crops and the animals around us, it comes from the sky. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sends it from the sky. And He sends it in the most beautiful manner in drops. Allahu Akbar. Clarifying the great wisdom and the power and authority of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this is from His Lordship. All of this is from His Lordship. And likewise, also from those meanings, Al-Mulk. And also Al-Milk. Yani that Allah, He has the authority over the dominion. He has the power and command over the dominion, and everything belongs to Him. And everything belongs to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Our very souls belong to Allah. He created them, He's providing for them and sustaining them. We belong to Him. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He created us, He brought us into existence, and we're going to return back to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is all from the Lordship. This is all from the Lordship, knowing that He's the Creator, knowing that He's the Provider, knowing that He's the Sustainer, that nothing happens in this creation except with His permission. According to His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom, everything in life has been decreed precisely from the Most Wise and the All-Knowing, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Nothing happens whatsoever except it's according to the wisdom of Allah. Even all of the good that we see and all of the bad that we see, all of this is from the decree of Allah and the wisdom of Allah. And with regards to the action of Allah, it is all good. It is all good. It is all good. وَالْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ فِي يَدَيْهِ وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ. And all goodness is in His hands, and evil is not ascribed to Him. So even the creation of the devil is, if in our right we see this is something bad, and this is evil. The devil, he's evil. شَرْ. And that which he calls to is evil. شَرْ. But the creation of the devil is with wisdom in order to try mankind. Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created the creation with a purpose, and that is to try mankind with obedience to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with belief, with faith, and obedience to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah, He wants to honor some from His creation, and He wants to lower others from His creation, and He wants to admit from His creation into paradise whom He wills, and He wants to likewise punish whom He wills in the hellfire, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is His decree, and this is why He has created us, and this is the outcome that we're facing and we're traversing upon and going towards. So from the wisdom of the creation of evil is for this test to be established and for that ultimate goal to occur, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He will take the creation into account, and then He will admit from His grace and His mercy those whom He wills into paradise and honor them, and He will disgrace and punish and cast those whom He wills based upon His wisdom and His justice into the hellfire to disgrace them and to punish them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, the evil that we see, or the hardship that we see, or the poverty that we see, this is all based upon the wisdom of Allah. This is all based upon the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He's the one who created the death and the life in order to test you, in order to test you to see who is best indeed. So the wisdom of the creation of life and death is to test us to see who is best indeed, to test us to see who is best indeed. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِيَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have made that which is on the earth an adornment, beautification, to test them, to see who is best indeed, to test them, to see who is best indeed. So this is the wisdom from this life, to be tested. This is from the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. He created all of these things. He created all of these things, and He created them based upon His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal is believing in the qudra of Allah, that He has the ability to do all things. So also believing in the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal is believing in the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has decreed everything. That He has decreed everything. That everything that happens is according to His decree, according to His command, and that He has the ability to do all things, and nothing is hidden from Him whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, the one who learns this knowledge and it becomes firm in his heart, now that will produce great love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and that will produce great submission and surrender for Allah Azza wa Jal. That will produce great hope and trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal alone. A person who truly understands the issue of a rububiyyah, he will never put his faith and trust in the creation, especially not one that is dead already and in the grave. And in the grave, those people who are calling on the grave and they're crying to the grave and they're making oaths for the grave and slaughtering for the grave, they themselves did not even truly understand the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is what caused them to make shirk in the uluhiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had they truly understood the Lordship, they would have reached this level. They would not have reached this level. That the majority of mankind, they do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with Him. And they believe that He's the Creator, but they have erred in that affair. And they have given the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to the creation. وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. And they have made a portion of the right of Allah for the slaves of Allah. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, the human being, he is clearly ungrateful. He's clearly ungrateful. So to understand the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal properly and correctly, and likewise the other names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the means to deify Him. Is the means to love Him. It's the means to surrender to Him. It's the means to submit to Him. It's the means to comply to His commandments and implement them properly to the best of one's ability. It's the means to be able to avoid the prohibitions and leave them entirely. This is produced from here. The uluhiyyah is coming from the rububiyyah. The rububiyyah is the doorway to the uluhiyyah, the people of knowledge, as they mentioned. The rububiyyah is the doorway, the gateway to al-uluhiyyah. This is why Allah in the book He began in this manner. Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship your Rabb, the one who created you and created those before you, so that you may fear Him. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. The one who has made the earth for you spread out. فِرَاشًا is spread out and is furnished. Everything is already here. Whenever we got here, it was already here for us. The land is already here. The ocean is already here. The fish is already here. All of the animals is already here. The plants and the trees and the air is already here. Everything is already laid out. Very vast and beautiful in the best manner. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. He is the one who has made the earth in this manner for you. It's vast and spread out, and very beneficial for you to live on. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. He has made the heavens likewise for you, over your heads as a canopy to protect you. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He is the one who sends from the heavens, from the sky, water. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And then He brings out by way of that water that He sends from the sky above our heads. He brings out of the ground, from that water, fruits as a provision for you. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, as a provision for you. فَلَا تَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So therefore, do not set up rivals and partners with Allah in worship, while you know that Allah, He is the Creator. While you know that Allah, He is the Provider. While you know that Allah, He is the Sustainer. While you know that Allah, He is the one who is He has given you all of your blessings and favors. He is the one who has created the earth and everything in it, and the sky and everything in it. And he is the one who is providing for all of his creation. And he is the one that you're returning to. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So therefore, do not set up rivals and partners. Do not devote any of that obedience and submission and surrender to anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. While you know he's your creator, while you know he's your provider, while you know he's your sustainer, while you know he's your Rabb. While you know he's your Rabb. So he's the Rabb is the Ma'bud. Ar-Rabb haqqan huwa al-Ma'bud haqqan. The one who is truly the Rabb, he's the one who is truly the Ilah. We understand this. The one who is truly the Rabb, he's truly the Ilah. That's why Allah, he began like this in this verse. We understand this. Ya yuhannas, u'ubudu rabbakum. Alladhi khalaqakum. O mankind, worship your Rabb, the one who created you. So here the people of knowledge, they say this is the case. The rububiyyah here, the dalil al-uluhiyyah. Al-rububiyyah, dalil al-ubudiyyah. The proof that Allah, he deserves to be worshipped alone with no partners because he is your Lord, he created you and those before you. Because he created the earth and everything therein. And because he created the sky and everything therein. He sends the rain from the sky and it goes into the ground and causes the seeds to split. And the herbs, they come. And the crops, they come. And the fruits, they come. And the vegetables, they come. And then the different animals and insects and the likes, they all benefit from this as a provision for us. As a provision for us. So therefore, worship your Lord. He's the one who does these things. He's the one who does these things alone. So therefore, he's worthy of worship alone. We understand this. So this is the issue. Al-Rububiyyah Dalil Al-Uluhiyyah. Al-Rububiyyah Dalil Al-Uluhiyyah. That the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he's Rabbul Alameen, this is the evidence. This is the proof. Why you say Alhamdulillah. You don't say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks with love and devotion and magnification belong to Allah alone, because he's the Lord of the worlds. He's the Lord of the worlds. Likewise, this is the question in the grave. Man Rabbuk. What does that mean? What is the intent from that? Man Rabbuk. In your grave, you'll be asked. Man Rabbuk.
Be Allah.
That's the answer. Rabbi Allah. But what is the true meaning of that? The author he's telling us here. Man Rabbuk. What is the answer that the author he mentioned in Surah 3? إِذَ قِيلَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ فَقُولْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ هُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He is my ma'bud. He is my ma'bud. He's the one I worship. And I do not worship anyone besides. He's the one who I devote myself into. I devote myself with servitude and devotion and submission. With love and hope and fear and trust and reliance alone. I don't have anybody else to devote myself to. He is my ma'bud. So man rabbuk yani man ma'buduk. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that people, all of mankind, the first of them will ask, and the last of them, they'll be asked about two affairs. ماذا كنتم تعبدون وماذا أجبتم المرسلين. ماذا كنتم تعبدون وماذا أجبتم المرسلين. What did you used to worship? Who did you used to worship? ماذا كنتم تعبدون يعني من ربك. من ربك. So the Rabb here, as has proceeded, he's the Ma'bud, the one who is truly the Rabb, the true Lord. He is the one who is truly worthy of worship because of his Lordship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So man rabbuk yani man ma'budu. Ma'adha kuntum ta'budun. Who did you used to worship? Who was the one that you devoted yourself to and you surrendered to in obedience? Who did you put your faith and trust and reliance upon to live your life? And who did you fear the punishment of alone? This is the meaning. Man rabbuk. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? And this is the case. وَمَاذَا أَجَبْتُمَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And what was your response to the message? And for us, in this ummah, مَنْ نَبِيُّكُ. Who is your prophet? Who is your prophet? So from here, the issue of aluhiyah, which is the reason why we're created, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. It becomes clear, it becomes manifest by learning about Allah Azza wa Jal, by learning about His Lordship, by learning about His beautiful names and attributes, by learning about His actions. And Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is ifradullahi bi-afarihi. This is another summarized definition. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is ifradullahi bi-afarihi huwa. to single out Allah alone for His actions, meaning Allah, He is the creator, Allah, He is the provider, Allah, He is the sustainer, Allah, He has authority, Allah, He commands, Allah, He prohibits, Allah, He gives life, Allah, He gives death, Allah, He raises whom He wills, Allah, He lowers whom He wills, Allah, He provides for whom He wills, Allah, He withholds from whom He wills, Allah, He gives shape to His creation as He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these are the actions of Allah. This is the rububiyyah. To single out Allah alone in His actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. To single out Allah alone in His actions. This would lead one to single out Allah alone with your actions. To say, when you realize that Allah, He is alone in these actions, then you will make your actions for Him alone. You understand this? And that is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Ifradullahi bi-af'al al-ibad. And nufridallaha bi-af'alina nahnu. Bi-af'alina nahnu. To single Allah alone with our actions. Our actions of worship, our actions of love, and servitude, and devotion, and trust, and reliance, our actions of hope, and our actions of fear, our actions of salah, and of dua. Of dua and of salah and of desire and of hope. All of this will be directed to Allah now. All of this will be directed to Allah. This is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. To make our actions all for Allah. To make our actions all for Allah. Ala lillahi ad-din al-khalis. Ala lillahi ad-din al-khalis. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi. Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, we have to understand this word. Rabbil Alameen. Say it. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of those who follow him likewise. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salat, my prayer, and my nusuk, my slaughtering wa mahyaya wa mamati, and my life and my death lillah rabbil alameen. It's for Allah. It's for Allah. My actions are for Allah. My deen is for Allah. My life is for Allah. My death is for Allah. My death is for Allah. He is the Lord of the worlds. He is the Lord of the worlds. So to understand this is great benefit. Is great benefit. Those people who understand that Allah, He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer, and then they devote actions of worship to other than Allah, they didn't truly understand the rububiyyah, although they have the general belief. And this was the way of Quraysh. And this is the way of the Arab in general in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the way of the majority of mankind, that they believe that Allah is the creator. What he said to him, man khalaqahum la yakunun Allah. If you ask them who created them, they're going to say Allah. But they don't truly understand that right. And for this reason, they devote actions that belong to Allah, rights of Allah azza wa jal, actions of worship that are the rights of Allah azza wa jal to the creation, from misunderstanding this affair. From those great scholars who have touched on this is the Shaykh himself, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And there is a great work that is collected by Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Muhammad ibn Qasim al-Najdi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He died in the year 1392. And he is the one who has compiled, Majmul Fatawa, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Some people may think that there's a book by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, it's called Majmul Fatawa, yani the collection of the religious verdicts of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He did not write that work himself, rahimahullah ta'ala. Rather, this great scholar from Najd, who was Abdurrahman ibn Muhammad ibn Qasim, he's known as Abdurrahman ibn Qasim, rahimahullah, he died in the year 1392. He collected from many different manuscripts, from many different lands, collected the works and the fatawa and the books and the rasal and the rasail, the treaties of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and arranged them in order, in aqidah, in tafsir, in tahara, and fiqh, all the way until it's a great work full of the fatawa of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And the works of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. So the one who had collected that, also he has a collection here. This is what I have in my hand. A book called Durar al-Saniyyah fi al-Ajwiba al-Najdiyyah. Durar al-Saniyyah fi al-Ajwiba al-Najdiyyah. Which is a book, also it's 16 volumes. And it's all about the treaties and letters that Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah and his sons and his family and the leaders of the da'wah after him until his time, they had written many different letters, some of them short, some of them long, that they have written, like Qawl Arba'a is mentioned in this work more than one time in more than one manner. And other treaties likewise, and answers that he was asked and he responded to, rahimahullah. And likewise, the Aimmat al-Da'wah, al-Salafiyyah, after him from his sons and grandsons, and then also those after him. So this is actually a great work. In this work, the Shaykh, he was asked a question about the issues of al-Rububiyyah and some other affairs, and he has a beautiful response and great benefit with regards to that. Inshallah, we will read it after the adhan. So Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he responded in this question, and I'll summarize to reach the point. He says, فَأَمَّا تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. And as for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَهُوَ الْأَصْلُ وَلَا يَغْلَطُ فِي الْإِلَهِيَّ إِلَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُعْطِهِ حَقَّهِ. That Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, this is the foundation. And no one errs in the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah except for the one who did not give Tawheed al-Rububiyyah its right. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah, He says, فِيمَنْ أَقَرَّ بِمَسْأَلَةٍ مِّنْهُ. Just as Allah, He has said about the one who has confessed to one issue, who has confessed to an issue from al-Rububiyyah. And we have seen the al-Rububiyyah contains many issues: creation, provision, sustaining, giving life, giving death, giving everything its shape and its form, and the likes. All of this, sending rain, bringing the night, bringing the day, all of this is from each one of these is a mas'ala min masail al-Rububiyyah. So it's saying, this is what Allah has mentioned about a person who affirmed one issue. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created them? Then indeed they will say Allah. So then how are they turned away? And so this is one issue from the issue of Rububiyyah, that Allah, He created us. This is only one issue from the issues of Rububiyyah, that Allah, He created us. Along with the fact that He created the trees, and He created the plants, and He created the stars, and He provided for them, and He brought them into existence, and He will call them back, and the likes. All of these are from the issues of al-Rububiyyah. So He says, وَمِمَّا يُوَضِّحُ لَكَ الْأَمْرُ. And that which will clarify the affair for you. أَنَ التَوَكُّلَ مِن نَتَائِجِهِ وَالتَوَكُّلُ مِنْ أَعْلَى مَقَامَاتِ الدِّينِ وَدَرَجَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that which will clarify this for you is that trust and reliance. Having trust and reliance. At-tawakkul is from the results that stem from al-Rububiyyah. And he says, and at-tawakkul, trust and reliance is from the highest ranks of the deen and the highest levels of the believers. I mean, the believers that have the highest ranks, they reach the highest levels. From the highest levels of the religion is complete trust and reliance and dependence upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, and trusting one's entire affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and surrendering to Him in this manner. He said, وَقَدْ تَسْدُرُ الْإِنَابَةُ وَالتَّوَكُّلُ مِنْ عَابِدِ الْوَثْنِ بِسَبَبِ مَعْرِفَتِهِ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. And this inaba, devotion and repentance, and also trust and reliance, it could come from someone who worships an idol. This could come from someone who worships an idol because of his knowledge of al-Rububiyyah. The one who is an idol worshiper, he could possibly sometimes put his faith and trust and reliance upon Allah, and devote himself to Allah in repentance, because of his knowledge of the Lordship of Allah. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah the Most High, He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. And whenever hardship touches a human being, and whenever a person is inflicted with hardship, he calls and invocates his Lord in repentance and sincere devotion to Him. The author says that ayah, and me to the end of the verse. And this is with regards to a mushrik, someone who is a pagan. Whenever hardship and distress befalls him, now what does he do? Because he knows that Allah is the Lord, he turns his heart to the Lord. دَعَ رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. He calls on his Lord now with sincere devotion and repentance, because he knows the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, وَأَمَّا عِبَادَتُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ دَائِمًا فِي الشِّدَّةِ وَالرَّخَاءِ فَلَا يَعْرِفُونَهَا. And as for worshipping Allah subhanahu with sincerity always, yani constantly, in hard times and in ease, in hard times and in ease, then they don't know this. They don't know this. And why is he trying to say why they don't know this? Because, and if they know the lordship of Allah, but they don't know it properly. They don't give it its right. غَرَطَ فِي. They made a mistake. They erred in that. Although they know it. Had they known of the rububiyyah, the true right, then it will produce the uluhiyyah. It will produce the uluhiyyah. That he will bow down to Allah alone. And he'll devote himself to Allah alone, because Allah is the Rabb alone, and Allah is the Creator alone, and the Provider alone, and everything belongs to Him alone, and nothing happens except by His permission alone. But because they have a misunderstanding in the Rububiyyah, they devote some of that right to the creation, besides Allah Azza wa Jal. This is his point he wants to make, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he says, وَهِيَ نَتِيجَةُ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ وَهِيَ نَتِيجَةُ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ. The natija of ilahiyyah is to worship Allah with ikhlas all the time. The one who reaches the level of ilahiyah, of sincere devotion to Allah, and making the religion purity and sincerity for Allah, realizing that Allah, He has all the attributes of perfection alone, and that He's the only one who's worthy of worship alone, then this will lead a person to worship Allah sincerely all the time, not only in hard times. All of the time, not only in hard times, and not only in times of distress. It says, وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْكُتُبِ وَالرُّسُلِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. And likewise, believing in Allah in the last day, and also believing in the books and in the messengers, and other than that, any order, this is also resulting from the uluhiyyah, resulting from tawheed al-uluhiyyah. The one who understands it properly, he will have these beliefs properly. He says, وَأَمَّا الصَّبْرُ وَرِضَى وَالتَّسْلِيمُ وَالتَّوَكُّلُ وَالْإِنَابَةُ وَالتَّفْوِيضُ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ وَالْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ فَمِنْ نَتَائِجِ تَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. As for patience and being pleased, and submitting and surrendering, and having trust and reliance, and turning in devotion and repentance, and putting one's trust and reliance upon Allah alone, and love and fear and hope, then these are the result of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. These are the result of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Yani, so the Rububiyyah, when it's understood properly, this is what it will bring about for a person. It will bring about the Uluhiyyah. From the best of that is love. A person who will love Allah, and he'll be patient upon the obedience of Allah. He'll be patient upon performing the obligations for the sake of Allah. He'll be patient upon staying away from the prohibitions for the sake of Allah, because he knows the rububiyyah of Allah. He'll be pleased with the decree of Allah, and he will surrender and he will submit to that, and he would entrust all of his affairs to Allah. And he would devote himself entirely to Allah from every aspect, with hope and with love and trust and reliance. Why? Because this is resulting from his knowledge of the lordship of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the rububiyyah of Allah. He's saying these are resulting from that. This is what the one who truly understands this affair properly, it will bring this in his life. Or he will single out Allah alone for all actions of worship. He will single out Allah alone for all actions of worship, especially these mentioned here, patience and pleasure and surrender and trust and reliance and devotion. And love and hope and fear, these are from the result of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ التَّوْحِيدُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةُ هُوَ أَشْحَرُ نَتَائِجِ تَوْحِيدُ الْرُبُوبِيَّةِ. He said, and likewise Tawheed al-Ilahiyyah, that this is the most well-known result, or from the most well-known results of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And as I mentioned before, the people of knowledge mentioned al-Rububiyyah بُوَابَةُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. It's the gateway to Uluhiyyah. The one who wants to love Allah in the manner he deserves, to surrender to Allah in the manner that he deserves, to fear Allah and to hope in Allah and to rely upon Allah in the proper manner that is his right, then one, he must learn about the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The author, he says, وَهَذَا وَأَمْثَالُهُ لَا يُعْرَفُ إِلَّا بِالتَّفَكُّرِ لَا بِالْمُطَالَعَةِ وَفَهْمِ الْعِبَارِ. He says, and the likes of this here is only known by way of pondering and reflecting. Pondering, like learning these principles like we mentioned before, learning the principles and then pondering and reflecting over the book of Allah. Then pondering and reflecting over the creation. These affairs here, they're understood and one will realize them by learning these fundamentals in the religion and having the proper creed and then pondering over this life. Pondering over this creation. Pondering over the words of Allah. Pondering over the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pondering over the law and the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will reach this. He'll be able to understand these truths by the permission of Allah. He says this is by pondering and reflecting, not by reading books and understanding the speech. Rather, this is something that is a blessing from Allah for those who seek and those who seek Him and seek to please Him. May Allah make us from them. That was sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.